Hello, extra time.
Very important to the league not to get a hold because it damages your reputation. It makes people, when they read it, just laugh at you.
The single club, they're playing in the League One, and they're playing in the Europa League, and they're credit. The game in this country. Maybe we should get Declan Kennedy down to manage the
RFC. You're very welcome along to the ExtraTime.ie Sportscast. Declan Maron here in studio. I'm just going to put it straight out there. International weeks are an absolute pain to record this podcast. We've not really got most of our usual panel in here, so we're going to have to forego a fair bit of FAI Cup and Tunnock's Caramel Wafer Challenge Cup. That's the longest cup name in the entire world. We're going to have to forego some of that talk this week, although we are hoping to bring you a little extra bonus podcast at the end of the week, maybe where we cover some more of the domestic action, including Waterford losing the FAI Cup, but keeping up that caramelly Tunnock's dream. We have also plenty to talk about in the international scene, on the under-21s and, of course, on the senior sides. Cove Ramblers, of course, with their new boss, so hopefully we'll get to all that later in the week. If not, we will definitely pick that up next week on the podcast early in the week. We have at least got a pair of interviews for you. We couldn't go and let the First Division spectacle, that is Shelburne away to Drogheda for the league, we'll say. It might not necessarily be that, but that's how we like to build it up here. I'm speaking this week to Oscar Brennan and Jamie Hollywood ahead of this big game. Hopefully you enjoy these interviews, and we do hope to bring you a little bit more extra content later on this week. So look out on the usual extratime.ie feeds and all the podcast feeds for more episodes. Let's dive right in then. First, Shell's Oscar Brennan and then Drogheda's Jamie Hollywood. Daniel Carr, great to have you on. Are you enjoying your time here so far?
Yeah, so far I've been loving it. Will I
give that one another go? The phone fall, did it?
Yeah.
Log on to extratime.ie.
Now joined by Oscar Brennan on the line ahead of a big weekend, a big game on the Friday, I should say, really. But Oscar, you sat out the scoreless draw with Bray due to suspension. How frustrating was that to watch? And are you feeling even more eager now to get back on the pitch for such a big game this week?
Yeah, of course. It's always a bit tense, I suppose. When you're not playing, you're watching on, you prefer to be involved in the action. I thought the lads who played done well. Obviously, Bray came. They had a lot to play for as well, so it was a tense night, but it was a good game. There was a great crowd at the game, which was good to see from Shelburne supporters and Bray supporters. But yeah, I've had a few weeks off now between the suspension kind of came in between two cup weekends, so I haven't played in a few weeks. So yeah, looking forward to getting back into playing.
Ian Morris said after that game that he feels like every team in the division seems to have upped their game against you guys this season. Does it feel that way, or do you think it's maybe because of your attacking talent and all that maybe teams set up a bit more defensively and more tough to break down? Or is it the case of they are actually raising their game?
Not sure, actually. I think we go into every game with the same mentality of we want to win the game. And to be fair, we've not had an easy game this year. Every single game we've been in has been competitive. You know, there's talk at the start of the season that we were just going to walk all over teams, and we didn't think that at the time, and it hasn't happened that way at all. So I think it's a really strong league. I think I played in the league obviously when it was an 8-team league before, and I think the 10-team league had its critics at the time, but I think it's something that's definitely benefited the First Division and made the league more competitive. And which the added incentive of three playoff spots keeps teams like Bray this season, keeps them in the hunt for promotion. So no, I'm not sure. I think every team wants to win as many games as they can, and I'm sure Bray wanted to win that game, and there's a big crowd. Talk is a nice pitch, it's a nice ground, so I'm sure they wanted to win it as much as anyone else wanted to beat us as well. Yeah.
Obviously, you'd have known Ian from your time at Bowes. We spoke to him a good few weeks back now. It was about how his player profile sort of stood to him as a coach. He was fairly dismissive of the idea. He said, you don't really, it doesn't last all that long. It's about the reputation you have as a player. I suppose you're in a good position because you would have come across from Bowes. How much of a difference have you noticed in Ian Morris, the player, and Ian Morris, the coach?
Yeah, it's not that he's totally different. I don't think he was. Like it went from, I think it helped in the fact that we kind of had the break of the off season, which is really long, too long, really. and the fact that it was a change of club as well, I think it would have been a different scenario if it was just one week he was playing with you and the next week he's your manager at the same club. I think that would have been a different scenario, but I think that definitely helped in the transition. I think it's done really well coming in and had the respect of players early on, and obviously I was coming into the club as a new player as well, so I was looking to prove myself within the team and prove myself to him as a manager, whereas maybe I wasn't looking to prove myself to him when he was playing beforehand. So yeah, the relationship changed, but it wasn't a huge change. It wasn't like it was all just a laugh and a joke and going out for a drink every weekend suddenly really serious. Like, it was gradual enough, so it wasn't a huge change, and that's been good.
You say that as a player, but he's not totally retired yet, is he? I don't think, as a player, so he could very well still, you know, be back in the hunt for that midfield position possibly at some point.
Yeah, we'll wait and see, and he's picking the team as well, so I'll be in a bit of trouble as well if he puts the boots back on, but I'll wait and see.
You spoke to Andrew Dempsey on extratime.ie a couple of months back, I think it was, maybe more, certainly at some point this year, I think, but your career path is probably one a little bit less travelled, and you look at how quickly things moved on. You were playing Leinster Senior Leagues, then moved up to Cavintilly, and then straight up to Bowes. Do you feel that the sort of advancements like that, the moves might have come a bit early for you at that point, because it seemed to be quite a lot of levels in quite a short time?
Not really. It's something that I wanted. Even was playing at quite a poor level at the Leinster Senior League, but you were looking towards the League of Ireland, I suppose, was, you know, I was obviously following it as a fan of the league back then, and that's where you wanted to be. And I suppose you kind of backed yourself. Like, I think I was only 16 or 17 at the time, so when you're that age, you still think you're going to, like, you have great belief in yourself, I suppose. And I had that, and as soon as the chance came to play in the league, I jumped at that. As soon as the chance came to play at a higher level, jumped at that again. Like, you want to constantly test yourself at the highest level you can, obviously within reason. But no, I don't think anything came too quick. I think I was eager for it, and I think it showed that. Yeah, I went from Leinster Senior League into the First Division, playing straight away. Went from the First Division into Premier Division, was playing straight away. So I don't think any move came too soon. And yeah, I did jump quite quickly, but I think as a person, I developed quite quickly, quite late. So everything just kind of worked out that way.
Right, and given that you're probably a bit more experienced and established now at Chels, you must be... And it's a little bit what if, I suppose, but you must be relishing your chance in the Premier Division should you go up either this year or next or when it is, but you must be relishing testing yourself at the top division again.
Yeah, of course, like, that's what every player, I suppose, in the First Division wants to do, no matter who you're with. You want to play in Premier Division grounds. You want to play in front of, against the best players, in front of as many fans as you can, so... I think that's in every player's mind, playing in the First Division. Obviously, we had a little taste of it in the Cup against Bowes. Great atmosphere on the night. Obviously, we didn't win the game, which was disappointing. But yeah, we're not thinking too far ahead either. Obviously, we have a massive game this Friday against Strada. But yeah, of course, it's where we want to be. It's where every club in the division wants to be. It's where every player in the division wants to be. So. We're not thinking too far ahead, but that's obviously the ultimate goal.
Before we get down to business then and look ahead to the Drogheda game, I did just want to briefly ask about your career outside of football, I suppose, because craft beer would be your speciality, more specifically the distribution of that. And I think that caught a lot of people's attention, more noticeably at Daly Mount Park, when your co-worker and former teammate Keith Ward managed to lodge a van in the lane on the way in with the Brews to Daly Mount. And I'm sure Keith will never live that down, although I think you had mentioned to me that you hadn't actually begun work there at that point. The story I was told was that he'd managed to lock himself out as well as getting the car stuck there. Is that the case, you know?
Yeah, I think he'd come in, say, off St. Peter's Road and was trying to make the turn right down the lane and obviously got the van stuck. I think he went in to try to get a bit of help. And whatever, the van auto locked, so not only was the van stuck, but it was locked as well with the keys inside. So I don't actually know how he got it out of the lane. I never actually looked into that, but
we must have him on to figure that out, I suppose.
Someone came down and rescued him in the end, but yeah, it was a bit of crack on the day.
Does he still get good from that? I imagine that's
yeah, of course he does. I think that the picture's done the rounds at this stage of him with the van stuck in the lane, but I know it was a good crack on the day.
And can we get a craft beer recommendation of you? What's hot at the moment?
Oh, there's a few things. Well, I share my time as well, so I work on the Monday in the brewery now, in the Porterhouse Brewery, so I'd have to give maybe a Porterhouse Temple Lager in one of their bars. I'd have to be a bit biased towards them now.
That sounds good. That's where the next scheduled live podcast or something like that will be, I'm sure. So Drogheda,
that's
then.
That's it, exactly.
So, Drogheda then this Friday is the big one. I think I was told earlier that it's sold out, so it looks like it'll be a real spectacle of the first division the way it's sort of finishing up this way. In the two games this season so far, you've beaten them at Tolka and had a scoreless draw at United Park. So would you expect this upcoming game to be similar to the last two?
Yeah, I think not much has separated us this season. Obviously, scoreless draw up there at the start of the season, and then I think we only got a late winner right at the end against them in Tolka. I'm sure they probably didn't deserve to lose on the night, but yeah, no, I think it's great, obviously, to see that it's sold out. I know Shells, we sold out our away tickets quickly enough, and it's good to see that Drogheda sold out the rest of the ground as well. So it should make for a great occasion. It's a tight pitch. The fans are quite close to the pitch, so that'll add to the atmosphere. But I think it will, like any game, it's sort of a league final, if you like. Where if we win it, obviously we win the league. If they win it, they'll feel that they're in a fantastic position on top of the league with a game to go. So I think it will have the kind of cup final, league final, whatever you want to call it, atmosphere to it. I'm sure it'll be a tense, even enough game, and there'll probably only be a goal in it on the night. So no, it's one we're looking forward to.
And actually, something you probably drew on a bit there, and I mentioned earlier, is that teams generally set up against you guys rather defensively, but a win or a draw will do you in this game. You've got Limerick to come, Drogheda probably have a less favourable game against Bray. Does taking the pressure off make a kind of difference? I suppose Drogheda are going to have to come and try and win this game, or well, in their ground, mind you, but try and win this game.
Yeah, I think it's two teams going to win the game. You know, a draw doesn't win us the league, a win does, so we want to win the league and they want to win the game as well. So I think going up with a mentality of we're just going to sit in for 90 minutes and not concede, I think they're the highest scorers in the league, so we're wary, we're cautious of that as well. So I think it'll be good. So I think it'll be two teams trying to win the game, two good attacking teams, they've got attacking players, we've got attacking players, so no, I think it'll be a really interesting game, and hopefully we can come out on the right side of it, but that should be a really good spectacle.
Oscar, thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us.
Thanks a million, Declan. Thank you.
And you're joined by Daniel Corcoran. Daniel, professional footballer from Dublin.
Just outside the city, Phibsborough, Scotland.
All right. Who'd you play for?
Bohemians FC.
The Bohemians.
Might have 189 not written down. Oh, sorry, it's gone.
Oh, Corcoran.
Daniel?
I think I have 829. 100 minus 9 times by 9.
Is 819.
And add the 10.
Very nicely done, 829.
Well done.
And George Corcoran.
Start with a consonant, please.
Consonant, please, Carl.
Now joined by Drogheda's Jamie Hollywood. Jamie, you returned to Drogheda back in July, and unfortunately, as a Limerick fan, I remember your first game back well. You played an absolute stormer, scored, and you were so keen. You were flying into tackles. I think you even clattered your manager on the sideline. So it's obviously been a bit of a dream return. And look, you're looking good at the moment. You've been unbeaten in the division since then.
Yeah, no, it was good. Come back, and I was lucky enough to get a start straight away. So I was just kind of eager to come back and get games under my belt, so I knew I kind of had to hit the ground running, and a good performance against Limerick was kind of helped me stay in the team and kind of get myself a place in the team for the games following it. So to grab a goal is obviously was a help and kickstarted us then to come back, and every point now kind of looks vital as it's coming down to small margins at the end of the season now.
Absolutely. When you move back at first, I suppose, I wouldn't say that it was far from it, really. The situation wasn't dire, but I think I'm right in saying there was a few injuries around at that point. Drogheda had sort of come off the back of a loss to Shells and Longford, certainly in a couple of games only recently before that. So it must be a bit of a different feel at the club at the moment, given that, you know, winning the division could well be still in your hands.
Yeah, because my first training session when I went in, and the lads, obviously, a couple of them picked up a few weird injuries, and the likes of Jimmy Brown, he was out with us, he hurt his hand, and Mark Doyle was coming after, he was out injured as well, and you had Sparky Mackie was coming back and he was out for a while. So when I kind of came, the bodies were down a bit, so it probably helped the way I was able to come and make an impact straight away. Probably if we weren't down numbers, I might have had to wait out a few weeks and kind of wait for a chance, but I was grateful to him just to throw me in and get the games going. But now everyone's kind of coming back and we nearly have a full fit squad, so we're buzzing, we're ready to go, and the likes of Wixie coming back helps, like players of high quality, Mark Hughes coming back, it's all beneficial for the team.
Weirdly, I wonder, has that worked a little bit in your favour? Because considering you'd look to have cemented a sort of playoff spot for some time, although I know it looked competitive for a while, but it has looked very likely like Drogheda are going to be in the playoffs for some time. But and it did also, to be fair, look like Shells had gone a fair bit clear at the top, but complacency could have easily set in there for you lads. I wonder, as sort of the change in the squad like that, or even mainly the idea of winning the division, still been a main motivator?
Yeah, I think it's always kind of easier to be second and try chase the top, and the pressure's kind of, it's never really on you. We certainly didn't feel any pressure. We just took each game as it comes, and we just tried to just keep winning. And as I said, one game after another, keep going. And we are lucky we're still undefeated in the league since I came. So we haven't lost. So even the draw against Cabin Teely felt like a bit of a loss to us, because we felt like it was 3 points that we could have picked up. But in saying that, now every game's a tough game, and to come 4 or 5 games unbeaten, or maybe it could be more now, it's always a positive, and it gives you the momentum, especially going into this game. We've nothing to lose. We're going in here. We're no pressure on us at all. We're just going to go and take is the same as last week, same as the week before, and go again. And hopefully nothing changes. We kind of keep the results ticking over.
Has the idea or the potential of winning the division been spoken about at all in the dressing room? Has that been a key motivator, or has it just been, as you said, to keep on going on?
No, we've a couple of maybe joked about it a couple of times, but it hasn't been isolated, or hasn't been put pressure on, or we've just kind of, our main concern is just keeping things the same, sharp in training. The usual stuff that went in the last 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks that I've been there, and nothing's really different. We've trained yesterday, same intensity. Lads are lifting it, trying to lift it again, pushing each other in training. But as I said, it's no different than any other week.
Just looking, I suppose, at your manager and even assistant, Tim Clancy, and Kevin Doherty have just signed new deals at the club. I saw your chairman praising Tim as the best young manager in the league as well. What's it been like working with the lads?
Yeah, Tim, I've never worked with Tim or Kevin before in the league. And they've been great. Like, they're very good managers. Seeing the tactics have been spot on in the games that come up, and he sets us up in the right way to go get results. And in this league, it's a results business. And with the players there as well, that we can get down and play. But I've really enjoyed working with the two of them. I think they're a good balance between the two of them, especially with Kevin's experience. I think it helps Tim as well. And Tim, coaching-wise, is great. And as I said, tactically, he's been spot on, especially in training ground and preparing us for games going forward.
I know when you were leaving Longford as well, you had a couple of different offers, and Tim was straight back on to you to get you back involved at Drogheda. Was that part of the reason you wanted to come back, or was it sort of the setup that was there, the overall plan, or was it maybe even purely just to play games, you thought, good chance of getting that there?
Well, in I had I really enjoyed my time the first spell at Drogheda, especially in the Premier, and the kind of the main thing that for me was the dressing room, the lads that there's a lot of faces that were still there, and my time the first time, and it was a great dressing room and I really enjoyed it. Although game time wasn't, it's hard when you're not playing games to enjoy your football, but when you kind of look back, I know although it was frustrating not to be playing regularly, I still enjoyed it, and I still really really had high kept the club in high regards, and I really enjoyed my time at Drogheda. So when I got a chance to go back again, I've been on to a couple of lads like Sean Brennan, when he heard that I could be leaving Longford, he was on straight away and I was asking, think it would be a good addition to the team, and he'd have you to have me back. And then when Tim got on to me, he told me as well. So I was I liked what he was, his ambitions were for the club, and I just enjoyed the way he went on and talked about it. So I was happy enough now to sign back for the club.
Yeah, between your spell then, where you are now, and having left Longford, you opted to go to the World University Games in Naples with the Irish team. I think I'm right in saying, were you there the previous, was it 2 years previous in the Taiwan?
Yeah, I was. I was in the squad for Taiwan, yeah.
Was it a case of wanting to sort of replicate that a bit, get another bit of that experience after maybe not getting enough game time at Longford?
Yeah, so as I said, Longford were doing well, and I was kind of, it was hard enough to get in, just to kind of put my foot down after coming back from the injury. So I felt that this would be a good opportunity to kind of get minutes in and get games in as such in a short period of time. I couldn't tell you how much I really enjoyed Taiwan. It was one of the best football experiences I've ever been on, I've ever played in. So to get the chance to go over there and do that again and to represent your country on an international level is something that I couldn't really turn down, and I didn't want to. Maybe it could have been a different story if I felt like I was going to play every week at home or have an impact on the team for Longford. I may have chosen not to go, but between that decision, I felt that for me at that time, it was the best for my football career would be to go and experience it and get the benefits of it. And coming back, I felt a lot sharper, I felt fitter. Whether that was physically, it was definitely mentally, it was refreshing just to step away for 2 weeks, concentrate a new dressing room, a new scene, just go and concentrate and try and get wins for your country. And to come back, I feel like it's benefited me as I've started every game since I've came back. So it was great to just kind of get the legs ready for the run in, and I feel like it's gone well so far, and I'm kind of happy with my decision.
Yeah, clearly it's been a big positive for you, something like that. I suppose change of scenery and that kind of thing often just does the job. I suppose then let's talk about the big game coming up. You said yourself earlier this year that, I think it was after your first game actually, Limerick, that you'd be kind of treating every game as a cup final. Well, if there's ever been a game to treat like a cup final, here you go, a sold out league final at home, essentially. That's certainly what Oscar Brennan referred to it earlier, a league final. So I think that's a pretty fair way of summing it up. But so far, looking at the previous games, Shells have won at Tolka and you've drawn at United Park. Given that you're the two highest scoring teams in the league, do you think it's going to be a case of trying to outgun each other on Friday?
I don't think there might be many goals. I feel like Shells might sit in and make it very hard for us. They don't need to win it. They just don't need to lose it. So we're going to be obviously trying to push for goals and try to get the win. Shells are very good at keeping it compact and making it hard for teams. I said the amount of 1-0s they're at the win. There's a lot of experience in the team. So I'd be very surprised if Shells came out open kind of on the front foot, or even an attack the mindset. I feel like we'll be the ones trying to break the lines and play in the opposition area. And Shell's experience, I'd be very surprised if they came out and left themselves open to any sort of easy opportunities for us to play.
No, fair enough. I did actually put that to Oscar Brennan a bit earlier on, but his response was that a draw won't win them the league, so that, you know, they'd like to win the league on Friday. But as you said, you couldn't see it being an all-out goal fest. But it's certainly two pretty good attacking sides who are going to be going out here.
Of course, a lot of quality in the team, like Shaquille Duff, Shane Farrell coming from deep, and the wide players are very effective. So they've talent there to hurt you. If we're off or if we're asleep, they won't park the bus, as we say. But I think it will be a good game, and I hope it's a good football spectacle, because to sell out the crowd and have a full crowd in United Park is going to be good.
Big time, and I imagine a large part of that with the fans' support and all that, there'll be a little bit less pressure, because you said yourself there's less pressure on the Chase and Pack, but I suppose a little bit more pressure on you guys in this game, given that, as you mentioned, Shells don't need the win and probably have a favourable fixture remaining when you guys have to face Bray. But yeah. I imagine you guys won't be thinking a bit too much about that in a solid spectacle on the Friday night.
No, we can't, sir. If you look back maybe 3 or 4 weeks, people are saying, oh, if we can get second spot, it's a great achievement and take the highest possible playoff position that we can. So it's nothing's really changed. We have a chance. We could look at it as a bonus. That if we do win, we've a great chance of going to win the league. And if not, we still remain in the position we are in 2 or 3 weeks ago. So we've put the pressure on Shells. We're not feeling the pressure, I say, as much as in their dressing room. I know if Oscar's looking at it, they're saying they won't win in the league. But again, a draw puts them favourites again. So I'm looking forward to it now, in fairness, but I think hopefully it'll be a good spectacle.
Jamie, thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.